John Lennon as a member
with
of
the band. Okay.
Well, as a member of the Beatles.
Yep.
And then as a solo artist.
I gotcha.
Same thing for Paul McCartney. Mm. Same thing for Michael Jackson as a member of the Jackson 5. And then as a solo artist, Michael Jackson. No woman had ever been inducted a second time.
Wow.
In a different way. Stevie Nicks becomes the first, obviously, with Fleetwood Mac already in and now as a solo artist. Jeff Calkins up next.
Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Jason and John Show. Weekdays from 11 a.m. till 2 p.m.
Well, hello there.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Planning a family reunion, a class reunion, a wedding, or need an incredible place for guests to stay? Courtyard by Marriott in Collierville is the place for you. They're located at Carriage Crossing Mall, which puts your guests right in the middle of some of the best shopping and dining around. New to their Collierville location this year, the Bistro, serving Starbucks, breakfast, dinner, and evening lounge. Courtyard by Marriott at Carriage Crossing in Collierville. To learn more about our group rates and to make your reservations, call today, 850-9390.
Anyone can deliver a box, but Kroger makes it easy with store pickup and now shipping right to your door. So check out while you're chilling with the app or at Kroger.com.
Hey, Tennessee. Geico presents Need to Know Information because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Sometimes I tell people I have plans when really I'm going to mindlessly scroll through my social feed until my battery runs out.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing Geico is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I talk to my dog like I have long, drawn-out conversations with him, and I think he understands me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing Geico offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the Geico Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
I'm okay with the 5-second rule. The 90-second rule works, too.
And not needed. But you should know Geico has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And Geico offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision. You can never know too much about it. So, Tennessee, contact Geico online, over the phone, or at your local office for all the information you really need.
What if football didn't have to end? This February, it doesn't. The Memphis Express begins its inaugural season as a member of the Alliance of American Football. Professional football is back at the Liberty Bowl and led by Hall of Famer and head coach Mike Singletary. Experience it for yourself with season tickets as low as $75. Visit memphis-express.com today to get on board. That's memphis-express.com. Professional football is back in the city of Memphis.
JJ Hottail here for Direct Auto and Life Insurance. You wouldn't go to the beach without sunscreen.
Ow! Ow!
So why go driving without auto insurance? Maybe you think because you have a lapse in coverage, you can't get a great rate. Well, put your sunscreen on and head over to Direct Auto to speak with a friendly local agent near you. Don't go without, go with Direct. Stop by a Direct Auto location, call 1-877-GO-DIRECT or visit directgeneral.com today. Direct General Group, Nashville, Tennessee. Premium pay plans vary. Costs may vary based on how you buy it.
Here's the best reasons to try the burgers at the Sear Shack. Number one, they're locally owned and operated. Number two, the buns. Most burger places don't even mention the bread, but at the Sear Shack, it's a must. All their seared burgers are served on their homemade and freshly baked artisanal buns, baked fresh in-house every single day. And number three, the sear. They only use 100% fresh, never frozen Angus beef. Come try for yourself in Bartlett at 7424 Stage Road. Complete menu and locations at thesearshack.com.
Robert Irwin Jewelers, huge engagement ring sale going on right now. Get bigger, brighter diamonds and free financing. Great gifts for anybody's budget. Robert Irwin Jewelers, four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
Shopping for boots this Christmas? Then get to Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, where you'll find over 5,000 pair and over 250 different styles of Western boots and work boots for the entire family, all at prices that meet or beat the online stores. Want the perfect gift for the people on your list or even yourself? Now for the month of December, all adult Ariat boots are $20 off the already low price. That's right, $20 a pair off Ariat boots, Cowboy Corner's best-selling brand. Cowboy Corner Boots and Jeans, your family-owned store for 61 years on Goodman Road in South Haven.
Let's up your life with Let's.
Looking to raise the standard on Christmas gifts this year? Come see us at Ladd's for the perfect golf car to surprise your loved one. We have them in new and used models with plenty of options to add and customize. The all-new Club Car Onward is sure to be the talk of the household this holiday season. Ladd's, Witten, and I-40, or visit us online at laddsonline.com.
Ladd's, up your life with Ladd's. Ladd's, up your life.
The magic of the season shines brightest during Holiday Wonders of the Garden at Memphis Botanic Garden. Sparkling trees, snowy nights of family fun, the City of Memphis Christmas tree, and the new True Green Outdoor Lounge. Get discount advance tickets today at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by Pro Show Systems.
Now, back to the Gary Parish Show on 92.9 FM ESPN with Jeff Calkins on today's show, presented by the Blue Monkey.
Sleepy Z's Mattresses and Furniture by Michael Zenner. It's not your traditional mattress and furniture store. They got prices that are 50% to 80% off retail stores every day. So they don't have to have sales. They're already beating everybody's brains in. 52 weeks a year. Got an A-plus rating, Better Business Bureau. And when readers of the Commercial Appeal were asked to vote for the best mattress store in the area, the winner 4 straight years, Sleepy Z's. What would make for a better Christmas present than a nice mattress? Buy it for that significant other in your life. Say, sweetheart, all I ever wanted was for you to sleep as comfortably as you could every single night. Merry Christmas. Here's your mattress from Sleepy Z's. And they'll be appreciative. And then here's the trick. You've also just bought a mattress from yourself because you got to sleep on that thing too. So you've just bought a Christmas present for your husband or your wife that also benefits you. That's the kind of Christmas present I can get down with. They got furniture too. Living room sets, dining room sets, rugs, anything you need to furnish a home, you can probably find it at Sleepy Z's. So go check there first. 901-692-6200 is the number. They're located 2790 Kirby Whitten in Bartlett at the corner of Summer Avenue next door to Hollywood Feed. Mention the Gary Parish Show. You'll get an additional 10% off at Sleepy Z's on the web, sleepyzzz.com. Jeff Calkins, award-winning columnist, Daily Memphis, host of the Jeff Calkins Show. He's here right now. Jeff Calkins, how are you?
Good. I was listening to your show earlier today.
Sweet of you.
Yeah, I tend to. And I was listening to the discussion about my column. And I want to clarify a few things.
Okay.
The essence of the column was you can't be a fan and a Memphis fan, right? That was the essence of the column.
Sure.
First of all, let me in on a small secret. You can do whatever the hell you want. Like, you can put ketchup on your steak.
No, you can have your steak. No. You cannot do that.
You can have your steak well done. You can wear white after Labor Day. You can wear whatever, like, whatever abstract rules there are. I'm really, like, this was mostly... and fun. Let's be clear.
Yeah,
like,
I want to put my foot down first on this ketchup steak thing. You cannot do that, and you especially can't do it in public. Like, if you're sitting at a table with me and you ask for ketchup, like, if my son, for whatever reason, and he wouldn't because I've raised him properly, but if he said, if the waiter looked at him and said, would you like anything with your steak? And he said, some ketchup, I would say, I'd stop him. I honest to God, would not allow him to do that in my presence.
Would you? Well, okay, I have two offshoot questions. A, would you let him order the steak well done? And B, would you let him put ketchup on scrambled eggs?
Yeah, you can do whatever you want to scrambled eggs. And
that's bizarre. Like, why would you think?
It's insulting to the meat. To put ketchup on it.
In a way, that's true of the eggs, too, but eggs are less expensive.
Yeah,
but like, if you put ketchup on it, you're basically saying, I just want to eat ketchup, right? if you put ketchup on anything, you really don't taste much. Like the French fries, you're just saying, what I want to turn this French fry into is a ketchup conveyance rather than an actual piece of potato. I would just rather eat this ketchup. It's like Kelly English. Kelly English, did you see this Facebook video? Oh, it's fantastic. They were, he put up this Facebook video of organic mayonnaise versus, it was with Daryl Green. He and Daryl Green were doing it. And organic mayonnaise versus regular mayonnaise, right? But you could tell the difference. They covered up the label. And so there are Kelly English and Daryl Green, and they're taking spoonfuls of the mayonnaise, one and then the other, and then the other and the other. And they basically finished off these two jars of mayonnaise as they're trying to decide which is better. And I was talking to Jennifer Biggs about the Daily Memphian about it. I said it was really remarkable. They ate two, and she said they couldn't have been. It must have been a spoof. And sure enough, it was vanilla pudding. Like, they did this whole thing to make it look like they were eating whole jars of mayonnaise. But anyway, I don't know where I got on this. But my point is that, yeah, ketchup on anything is sort of disrespectful to that thing. And I guess a steak is worth more so than eggs, which are just eggs.
Yeah, I would be embarrassed. Like, I would explain to my son. I would say, first off, I'm embarrassed that you want this piece of meat this way. But secondly, going forward in life, understand that people, there are certain things that if you do them, people judge you. People assume something about you. And if you put ketchup on a steak, you seem unsophisticated.
What if it's a Waffle House steak?
You can't order a steak from Waffle House. Like, this is where you did.
I think you can. No, you can, like, a steak and eggs. Like, the, I think, that, I look it up.
Yeah, that's fair.
I love steak and eggs.
No disrespect to Waffle House, like gristle. I think you can put steak. I think you're allowed to put ketchup on a Waffle House steak.
I'm fine with that.
But anyway, my point is, what the weird is that you're like Mr. Live and Let Live, and then you're all Nazi about the steak, about the ketchup and steak. So, whatever. So, here's my point. Do what you want to do about fandom. But my view is fundamentally beyond that. John totally misunderstood the point. I heard John saying, I think Jeff's view is you had to pick a side against Tennessee, between Tennessee and Memphis. And that is not my view at all. You don't have to care about it. You could go to the zoo. You could go Christmas shopping. You could do whatever you want. I don't care if you care about Tennessee and Memphis. That's your business. Like, whatever. So I wasn't saying you have to pick a side there. And I saw you said, what if Aiden goes to Ole Miss and I want to wear an Ole Miss shirt and because I want his school to do well. Well, that's fine, too. You can do that. I my son goes to Northwestern. I wear a Northwestern sweatshirt sometimes, and I want Northwestern to do well. But I would never call myself a fan of Northwestern in the sense that I mean that. I think a fan means this. That if the team loses, it affects your mood. Like, if it wins, you feel really joyful, and if it loses, otherwise you're not really, you're just a spectator. You're watching it like you'd watch Hamilton or whatever the else it is. Like you're likely, or like you'd watch a Golden State in an abstract. I want them to do well. Yeah, oh yes, they're in my state. I want them to do well. Yes. Well, yeah, you can be that kind of fan, but that's not a fan. That's just sort of. It was like Amedee Sadeghi. He wrote in and he said, I teach at UT and my kids go to Memphis, and so I'm going to be happy either way, no matter what happens. And with all due respect, because I'm a huge fan of Amedee Sadeghi. He is my dentist. But I don't consider that if you're going to be happy either way, whichever team wins on Saturday, you're not actually a fan. You're watching it, and you think it's nice that people are happy, and you don't want anyone to get hurt. But that, to me, is not what a fan is. And so that's why I don't think you could be a fan of certainly teams that play each other, but just generally. You couldn't, Gary. But I think you actually do qualify. You didn't used to be, but I think you now qualify again as a fan of the Mets. I don't think you can care as much about the Mets and another team. I don't think that's... I don't think it works. It's worse than putting ketchup on a steak.
Ooh, let me ask you this. Are you okay with people? Because I think these people are actually fairly common. They're Tennessee fans, but they don't. They actually like seeing Memphis do well.
Fine. Yeah, that's not to me inconsistent at all. They're not Memphis fans. They're Tennessee fans, and they wish Memphis well. Got no problem with that. But they're not fans of both schools. They're not fans of they know who they are. Like, in the end, they want Tennessee to crush Memphis, right? But otherwise, they want Memphis to do well. I got no problem with that. I have no problem with that. The one that I wrestle with, the only one that I actually – I also understand, I also have no problems with the Memphis or Tennessee fans who don't want the other school to do well. I understand that's fine. But either one is fine with me. Either one of that's fine. But then don't tell me you're a fan of both. Oh, because my daughter went there. I'm just as much a fan of UT as I am of Memphis. Well, know what that means? That means you're not really a fan of either one. That's my view. You can't be emotionally involved, deeply emotionally involved in both teams. You can want them to do well, but that's not being a fan. That's just wanting them to do well. To me, the difficult one, and the one that I probably was wrong about in my column, is if you are a Tennessee football fan and a Memphis basketball fan. And there are a lot of those people out there. And I call them bandwagon fans, and that they're basically cowards. They just pick the – historically, they're the same kind of – you know, they're like the folks who are now wearing the LeBron jerseys. Lakers jerseys. But I actually think, if I'm being fair, I think there are people who are really emotionally invested, and it's not because they intellectually chose to be, I want to follow a winner. They just happened to grow up at a time when Memphis basketball was great, let's just say, and so it swept up, because that's when a lot of people tend to fall in love with teams, when a team is winning. Like, when did the Grizzlies get a whole lot of their fans? When they were going to the playoffs, right? That's when you come up. It becomes when you're swept away in it. When did the Predators getting a lot of their fans in Nashville? Well, when they went to the Stanley Cup Finals, right? And so if you became a Memphis basketball fan that way, but you never really became attached to Memphis football because it wasn't much of anything. And then you went to UT, and then you fell in love with Tennessee football. I can accept that, or I'm grudgingly accepting that you can be a fan of the two schools in different sports. Although there are purists who will say that's ridiculous.
I grew up with a lot of people who would consider themselves Tennessee football fans, Memphis basketball fans, Ole Miss football fans, Memphis basketball fans. And it was because they cared about football for all the obvious reasons at those schools, but the basketball was like non-existent at those schools, while Memphis basketball, in the market in which they lived, was a big, big thing. And so I think I think those people, like when I was...
I think they're legit fans. They clearly exist. Right.
Sure.
And I don't doubt their sincerity or their level of passion. I think the Tigers were basketball team was Memphis's team. Like that was, so they were, because they love Memphis and they let big Memphis Tigers a big deal. And this is true whether you grew up with the Larry Finch Tigers or the Dana Kirk Tigers or the John Calipari Tigers, you got to love the Tigers. But a lot of those times you didn't actually love the football team because there wasn't much going on. And so another football team came away and swept your heart. And I don't think you were necessarily being cynical in not choosing to follow Memphis football. I think it just wasn't captivating at the time. Now, of course, it's completely reversed. Now Memphis football is doing better than Tennessee football, and Tennessee basketball is doing better than Memphis basketball.
They're talking to Jeff Calkins here on 92.9 FM ESPN. Penny Hardaway met with the media a couple of hours ago. He's going to join me here in about 10 minutes or so. He said that Chris Paul, because the Rockets are obviously going to be in town playing the Grizzlies on Saturday night, Chris Paul called and asked Penny if he could get a ticket to Saturday's game. Did Penny Hardaway get a seat for Chris Paul?
Yes.
Of course.
He did say yes. He said, of course I did. Yeah, he said, of course I did. He wasn't trying to get a table at Iris. He was he was getting seats to the basketball game. And yes, he did. He said Chris Paul asked. He said some other Rockets might want to come, but Chris Paul wanted to come, so of course I got him tickets. So Chris Paul will be there. And to me, that's what's fun. Like, it's the fact that this is an event again. And we've had a lot of these moments. We've had the Memphis Madness that was a moment or whatever else, but this is a whole different level. Like, this is literally the first sellout since John Calipari. So I think in that sense, Memphis has already won. You know, I mean, let's be honest. I don't mean to bring it, always bring it back. I won't even mention his name, the previous coaching staff. But you could have had Memphis playing Tennessee and have it be the previous coaching staff, and it wouldn't be a sellout, right? It's not just because it's Memphis versus Tennessee.
It would be 7,000 people. And Chris
More orange. There would actually be maybe, or it would be equal. It might be 50-50 orange and blue.
Yeah, it'd be less than 10,000, perhaps just as much orange as blue, and Chris Paul would just be like, I'll just watch it from the West and maybe... That's the truth.
Chris Paul would be at the Westin. Yeah. Probably so.
Yeah.
No, that's exactly right. So, yeah, I mean, that's why I think Memphis has sort of won already. You know, it's like, Jason was asking me if there's some big down. I don't see any deal downside, even though they get blown out. Like, everyone knows James Wiseman's on the way. It's no big. There's really no downside here. It is a free swing to me.
It's 100% a free swing. If you the whole season's a free swing. Like, we've talked about it before.
The whole season's
a free swing. Every time, first off, the team's already better than last year's team. So even if they lose tomorrow, you've always got this team is better than last year's team. And if the previous staff would have still been in charge, this team would be worse than last year's team. Like, what are you talking about? And so every game you lose, it's because of what you inherited. And every game you win, it's because of what you enrolled. It's like it's a total free swing. And by the way, that's not just a way to spin it. It is the actual truth about the situation. to the extent that this first Penny Hardaway team has limitations, it is strictly because of what Penny Hardaway inherited from the previous staff. And so anything you get out of it, playing Texas Tech close, keeping it close down at LSU, you know, beating South Dakota State, running UAB off the, any good thing you get is a testament to the, what the new staff was able to do in the weeks that in the weeks after it got put in place. Go get Alex Lomax. Go get Tyler Harris. Go get Antoine Jones. Go get Isaiah Maurice. And every bad thing that happens, you really just go, well, you know who to blame it on.
It's a whole, it's a free swing. Yes, I agree completely. There's really no downside. There's nothing. Like if they win, that would be unbelievably, you know, fabulous. If they come close, that'd be fun, right? If they get blown out, you shrug and say, yeah, we'll wait until next year.
And here's the thing. I don't think you're going to see anybody pick Memphis. But as somebody who has to follow this stuff every day of the season, double-digit underdogs win games all the time. It's not that uncommon. This would be a big headline because it would be number 3 Tennessee losing to unranked and 4-loss Memphis. But based on just what the point spread is, it's not the craziest thing in the world to think Memphis can win the game. You know, when you've got a streaky shooter like Tyler Harris and a home court advantage like FedEx Forum is going to be, I would bet you this. If Memphis beats Tennessee on Saturday, which, again, I'm not projecting, but just for the sake of the conversation, if Memphis beats Tennessee on Saturday, it won't even be the biggest upset in college basketball on Saturday based on point spread.
Right. What was Memphis's Memphis-LSU was probably bigger than this, wasn't it? I think it was.
Yeah.
And they hung in there. Fine, whatever.
Well, here's the other thing. They played Texas Tech on a neutral court. And I know that Tennessee is ranked 3rd in the country coming off a win over Gonzaga, and Texas Tech is ranked 15th in the country and doesn't really have a signature win. So these teams aren't thought of by casual fans as similar, but at KenPom, they're very similar. Tennessee's 10th, Texas Tech is 12th. And if you can play on a neutral court, basket for basket with Texas Tech for like 32 minutes, I don't know why it's impossible for you to play with a home court advantage against a Tennessee team that is very similar, not in makeup, but in quality, at least according to one computer ranking. And so, again, I expect Memphis to lose on Saturday and you know, head into Sunday with a 5-5 record. But it's not insane to think that Memphis could win one 40-minute basketball game in its own arena against a Tennessee team that, by the way, is good, really good. Final Four candidate, obviously. But it's not like they're just going to overwhelm you with R.J. Barrett, Cam Reddish, and Zion Williamson. Like, there ain't a lottery pick out there on the court punishing you. The one issue, though, is that Tennessee is just big at every position. And Penny, I know he likes his guards, and I like his guards, but they're little guards. And little guards, that's not going to get you in trouble in the American Athletic Conference, but little guards will get you in trouble against Tennessee because Tennessee's starting 1-2. They're 1-2-3, the players that get the most minutes at those positions. Is 6'3", 6'5", 6'6". And for Memphis, at those three positions, the guys who get the most minutes are 5'9", 5'10", and 6'3". That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a problem. And they're young. That's the other thing. That's why I don't really expect this to go that way, but you never know. Yep. To me, like, it's just great to have another event. I mean, yeah, it's just great to have something else to care about, honestly. And it's great. Like, I wouldn't have written the rivalry column today. I mean, whatever it was. Yeah, I wouldn't have written, you have to like Memphis or Tennessee. I would have written, well, you're probably bored with Memphis and whatever, it's Tennessee. Like, I mean, I, you know, the whole thing is different. And what's fun, and the reason I think people are remembering back to the number 1 and 2 game is because the vibe is different. It's not 1 and 2, but to have electricity in the city is like, we haven't had that in a long, like, I was literally trying to remember today, when's the last big game at FedEx Forum? But I mean, I asked Jeremiah Martin, he said, well, we played Cincinnati last year.
It was not a big game.
Number 9, but nobody cared. That wasn't a big game. LSU the year before, that, like, what was the last big game at FedEx Forum?
I would think it's got to be.
It probably wasn't Josh's. To Josh, how many years did he miss the tournament at the end? Two?
Two in a row. So I would say.
I think there were no big games. And Louisville? Was Louisville the last big game? Like Louisville home? I don't know.
What about those Josh tournaments that they had?
I would think the 2013-14 season. Mm-hmm. I don't know. 2015 is a year where you had Yeah, but that got off to a bad start. 2013-14's got to be the year.
Yeah.
When they played, you know, they beat Louisville twice that season, including at home on March 1st.
Mm-hmm. That was clearly a big game. Like, yeah, that Louisville game, I'm just wondering if that was the last big game.
It might be. Probably. It might be March 1st, 2014 against Louisville. Because in 2015, that's when, I mean, they started 3-4. And that was Austin Nichols' sophomore year, which ends up being Austin Nichols' last year. And then 2016, people were just out on Josh basically from the jump. I think it's, yeah, I think it's that they went over Louisville. So it's been a while. It's been a while.
Yeah. And, it's been a while since we had a game like that.
All right. I'll talk to you tomorrow. Bye-bye.
See ya.
That's Jeff Coggins. He'll be back in studio at 9 a.m. When we come back, Memphis, Tennessee is Saturday inside FedEx Forum. Tennessee coach Rick Barnes joined me earlier in the week. After this break, Penny Hardaway jumps on.
Do you need gifts for friends and family located all over this country? You can ship them prime steaks from Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop overnight. And if you need to show a client or a colleague how much you appreciate them, give them a gift certificate that can be used for dinner at Folks Folly, Memphis's original prime steakhouse, or give them any of the delicious Folks Folly menu items that you can get fresh from Humphrey's. Are you noticing a theme here? Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop can set you up with everything you need to make the holidays amazing and, most importantly, amazingly easy. They've got fresh prime steak in all of the most flavorful cuts, rack a lamb, ribeye roast, a lobster tail, and all your favorite side dishes like garlic mashed potatoes and spinach casserole. Dessert is covered with Humphrey's traditional southern pecan pie and Folks Folly's famous brownies. And then they have steak knives and aprons to really make a special gift. So be an original and treat yourself and your loved ones to a holiday you'll all truly enjoy. Stop by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop at 551 South Mendenhall, right next to Folks Folly, or order online at humphreysmemphis.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed's screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Hi, this is Lauren Choate with Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing. Joe Choate started Choate's Air Conditioning, Heating, and Plumbing 60 years ago in 1958 with a mission to be honest, fair, and trustworthy to each customer, to do every job like it were his very own. Now his grandsons, Saul and Brian Choate, run the company with the same morals that their dad and grandfather instilled in them. To celebrate our 60th anniversary, Choate's would like to offer a $60 tune-up special to all our heating, air conditioning, and plumbing customers. We are also offering a 60-month, no-interest financing on select Carrier HVAC systems and new water heater installations starting at just $60 a month. Call 755-4797 today to take advantage of our 60th anniversary specials. And remember, Choate's, let our family serve your family.
Anyone can deliver a box, but Kroger makes it easy with store pickup and now shipping right to your door. So check out while you're chilling with the app or at Kroger.com.
Guests appear on the Smile Center hotline. Now back to the Gary Parrish Show, live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN. Let my money
pass and go. So on Saturday at 11 a.m., a capacity crowd is going to fill FedEx Forum for a basketball game between the third-ranked Tennessee Volunteers and the University of Memphis Tigers. The man in charge of the Vols, that's Rick Barnes. He joined me on the show earlier this week. And the coach of the Tigers is, of course, Penny Hardaway, who joins me now. So, Penny, I mentioned it there, that Saturday is going to be the first official sellout for a Tiger basketball game since March 2009, which doubles as John Calipari's final season in charge of the program. What that means is that you've already, before Christmas of your first season, managed to do something neither of the previous two coaches, for whatever reason, ever did, which is sell every ticket to a men's basketball game. What does that mean to you to be able to get this program back so quickly to a place where fans believe in it and want to support it to this magnitude?
Well, it means a lot to me because, you know, I'm being a former player, growing up in the city, being a Tiger fan when I was younger, understanding what Memphis basketball means to the city. To be able to get the school back to that really quickly in my first year, with bringing a team like Tennessee in and playing a really good schedule, to get a sellout, like you said, for the first time in 9 years, is it's nothing short of amazing. I'm so thankful to even be a part of it and to be able to do things like this for the university and for the city.
And so on Saturday, it's going to be a scene unlike we've seen in a long, long time, and it's going to be something that your players have never experienced, a crowd to this magnitude. How do you keep them from getting overwhelmed by the moment, caught up by the stage? Do you have to talk to them about that either today, tomorrow, pregame at some point?
Yeah, absolutely. I think you got to talk to the players about that because, you know, as well as we know, you know, the guys want to do well. And sometimes they try to take it upon themselves to do it and not trust their teammates and not trust our schemes on both ends of the floor, offensively and defensively. So, you know, we just have to talk to them a lot about this is going to be a crowd that we've never seen before. And that the energy is going to be high, and don't let that make you make mistakes or try to do things that you're not accustomed to doing. For sure, we're going to have to discuss it.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis Tigers. On Saturday, 11 a.m. tip-off, you can watch it on ESPN2. If you don't already have a ticket, you're going to have to get it through the secondary market, and they are expensive at SeatGeek and StubHub right now. Obviously, the Memphis-Tennessee series is a great intrastate series. A rivalry to some degree. The most famous game in that series is the 2008 game when Memphis was ranked number one, Tennessee was ranked number two. Were you at that game?
I wasn't at the game. That was a big game for us. They had a special team, and we had a special team, and, you know, they pulled it out. It was a major game for the city and for the university, and we couldn't pull it out.
What have you learned about your team from game one of this season in advance of what is now going to be game 10. What have you learned about your roster, about your team, about the group of guys you got?
Well, I think early on guys were, you know, still trying to figure things out and weren't really fully invested in all in to what we were trying to teach. They were trying to figure out what they could do, but they weren't really trying to figure out what the team could do. That's just early on. And as the season has gone on, I think they're starting to trust us more and they're starting to buy into what we're saying. And as you can see, the different results of what we're doing out on the floor defensively and offensively.
There's no question that the team does look better lately than it did at the beginning, is playing more cohesively than it was at the beginning. And I'm not just saying that as a observer from my perspective. I've talked to basketball coaches who have scouted you, and they say that the first few games look different than the last few games. So every coach likes to think that their team is going to get better with time. All teams don't. But your team seemingly has. That's got to be pretty impressive to you that they have responded to you and seem to be coming together as a group.
Yeah, well, our coaches work really hard. I mean, I watch a ton of tape. I do a lot of work on scouting teams and doing things that I need to do, and our coaches do the same thing in scouting. So, you know, we put all this work in, and we put it back on the kids. Like, hey, we're working so hard. We're giving you great game plans, perfect game plans. We're giving you everything that we need in practice. It's time to start transferring it over to the game. The carryover is what we need. And we weren't carrying things over from the beginning. You know, certain people were trying to say to me after certain games, hey, man, you should work on this. And I'm thinking, we work on it, believe me. So we're not leaving any stone unturned as coaches. But it just, you still have to have the players to go out and do it. And they're starting to believe, and things are different now than what they were earlier in the season.
I'm talking to Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis on Saturday. He's going to be coaching against Rick Barnes. It's Tigers and Vols inside FedEx Forum. Tyler Harris has been terrific. He's averaging 16.2 points. He's shooting 39.5% from three. I know some people sometimes question the shot selection, but he's shooting a good rate, even if he's taking shots that maybe nobody else on the roster needs to be taken. Have you been surprised that he's been this impactful this quickly?
No, I haven't.
Okay.
You know, I said that to his parents. I said that to his high school coach. I said it to his family members that, you know, we needed Tyler here because I felt like he was a weapon. Tyler has been built. His father has done a great job, and his coaches in the past, of getting him in the gym and tireless hours on working on his jump shot, working on his ball handling, and he's a gym rat. So I knew that, you know, with him coming here, that there was going to carry over to the games. It did shock me that he went scoreless in the first game.
Right.
But it has not shocked me everything that he's done up to since that time.
In terms of shot selection, do you just let him go, or do you guys talk about that at all?
We talk about a couple of shots. I mean, Tyler has huge confidence, and he feels like he can shoot the ball from half court and make it. And that's why you love Tyler Harris, because his heart is big as the state. But you have to be smart, and then you have to know time and possession of what we're trying to do. And sometimes he'll take those long shots, and I'll pull him to the side and go, hey, I know you want to shoot that, but let's just take better shots, because the other guys on the team see it and they want to do it. So it's just one of those situations where we do give them freedom, but we don't want them taking 40-footers, you know, in a half-court set.
Talking to Penny Hardaway, head coach of the University of Memphis Tigers, taking on the Vols. Third-ranked Vols inside FedEx Forum on Saturday at 11 a.m. You mentioned watching a lot of film. How much have you seen of Tennessee so far? And if you've seen much of them, what jumps out at you? What concerns you most about them?
Well, I mean, I've watched them a lot, and their energy. You know, they're not a team that doesn't understand who they are. They understand who they are. All of their guys kind of star in their role. And they're a veteran team. They know how to win. They know how to play. They've been down in a lot of games, and they came back and sustained, especially against Gonzaga. They should have beaten Kansas, even though, you know, hindsight is 20-20, but they had that game won because of their toughness. The one thing that concerns me is that they start a really big lineup now with E. Pons in there. He's 6'6", starting at the two guard, and their point guard is 6'3", and then it goes to Admiral Schofield and then Grant Williams. That's 6'8", 6'8", and then you have a 7-footer at the center, so... Their energy and their toughness for 40 minutes is how they play. It really concerns me going into this game.
It's interesting you brought it's interesting you brought that up, because I was talking to somebody about this exact thing earlier today, that you have awesome guards but little guards, and they've got big guards. They're 6'3", 6'5", 6'6". At the 1, 2, and 3, you don't have to give me your game plan, but do you have to take that into account pregame and try to scheme in some way to make that less of a disadvantage?
Obviously, you know, we're going to have to do that. You know, we're going to have to protect our smaller guards. We're going to have to, on the defensive end, and then offensively, we're going to have to, you know, use our speed. This is going to be one of the battle of the wills, you know, in that game. You know, their size versus our speed. And we're going to have some things that we're going to have to do. We're at home. We have home court. We're going to have our fans behind us. So with that energy and that excitement in the game, hopefully that carries over for us on how we're going to play defense and how we're going to play offense. We're going to go, you know, try to run them on offense and get up and down the floor. And defensively, we just got to come up with some schemes.
I know the Texas Tech game a few weekends ago didn't finish the way you wanted, but you were competitive with a consensus top 15 team for about 32, 33, 34 minutes in that game. How much does that help from a confidence perspective? Even though you didn't get the win, your players know that they can play with a team of this magnitude, and that was on a neutral court. You combine this with home court advantage, and I know that you're going to be an underdog in this game, but does it help that they've already played, you know, basically basket for basket but with a nationally ranked team heading into this Tennessee game?
Yeah, absolutely. I think the schedule that we played thus far has really helped us. Going to LSU and having an opportunity to make like a 12-0 run to get back into that game and take the lead in the second half at LSU, which was a top 25 team at the time. And then Oklahoma State game, the last 5 minutes of the half, they pulled away from us. And then we were playing with them, you know, in the first half of that game. And then, of course, the Texas Tech game, where we played so great for like 34 minutes. And all of a sudden, for a three-minute span, we let it all go to waste. But, you know, that all of those games have, you know, have given us the opportunity to just get better as a team, better as a coaching staff, understand that we can play with the top teams in the country. And by no means am I saying that Tennessee is Texas Tech. They're their own animal within them. You know, they're their own problem.
Right.
But from playing top teams, we do have confidence that we can play on that level with those teams.
I'm wrapping up here with Penny Hardaway, head coach of the University of Memphis Tigers. Last thing before I let you go. Some Memphis fans believe that Memphis and Tennessee should play basketball every season. Others insist that Memphis should only agree to a basketball series if Tennessee agrees to a football series. I know we've got 2 more years left on this contract, next season in Knoxville, after that in Nashville. But where do you stand on this issue of Memphis and Tennessee playing basketball?
Well, I mean, obviously I want our football team to get some notoriety and exposure as well. So that'd be good for our football team to get that same contract. So being a home guy, I would love to – I mean, being a basketball player and understanding the rivalry, I would love to play Tennessee every year with basketball, but I would love it even more if it was football and basketball every year.
That makes sense to me. That's Penny Hardaway, head coach, University of Memphis Tigers. He's going to be on the sideline 11 a.m. on Saturday. It's Memphis against the third-ranked Vols inside FedEx Forum. Penny, thanks so much for being here, and I will see you on Saturday.
Thanks so much, Gary.
Appreciate Phil Stukenborg at the University of Memphis for helping set that up. Again, tip-off on Saturday between the Tigers and Vols. That's at 11 a.m. It's going to be on ESPN2. And the point I made about playing Texas Tech, I think, is not an unimportant point. And here's why. Most people, you know, only look at or mostly look at the Associated Press poll. So they see that Tennessee's ranked third, getting a first-place vote in the AP poll, that Texas Tech is ranked 11th. So they think there's a big difference between those two teams, that – you know, one is, you know, a Final Four favorite, and the other one's just a very good undefeated team. Tennessee's got the massive win over Gonzaga that gets a whole bunch of attention. Texas Tech just doesn't have a win like that yet because it hasn't played a game like that yet. But if you go to some of the computer rankings, there's really not much difference between Tennessee and Texas Tech. The Vols, again, third in the AP poll. Texas Tech, 11th in the AP poll. But the Vols are 10th at KenPom, and Texas Tech is 12th at KenPom. There's really not much difference between Tennessee and Texas Tech. The personnel is different. The style of play is different. But in terms of quality of basketball team, quality of Memphis opponent, there's really not much difference between Tennessee and Texas Tech. So if you're Penny Hardaway, you can sit your guys down and say, listen, yes, that team's ranked third in the country. And they just beat Gonzaga. And the only loss is an overtime loss to the team ranked number one in the country. That's Kansas. But we played Texas Tech on a neutral court not too long ago. We had them. We had them down double digits. And we let it slip away because we just let it slip away. Perhaps that's what young teams do sometimes. But we've shown on a neutral court not too long ago that we can play with a basketball team of this caliber. Now we've got home court advantage. We got 18,000 people out there yelling for us. Let's go take a shot. It doesn't mean that they'll win the game, but it does mean that it's not unimaginable. Like I said earlier this week, Tennessee is a big favorite. Tennessee should be a big favorite. Tennessee will likely win this game. But if Memphis wins, it probably won't even be the biggest upset in college basketball from the weekend. I mean, it'll get a lot of attention because it would be the third-ranked team in the country coming off a win over Gonzaga, losing to a Memphis team that entered with a 5-4 record. It'll get a lot of attention. But double-digit underdogs win in college basketball all the time. I told you last Saturday night, New Mexico State was a 15-point underdog to Kansas in Kansas City. Had them beat. Just blew the game late. Dedrick Lawson took over for KU. But either way, double-digit underdogs win games all the time in college basketball. And that's why it's not unimaginable that Memphis could actually do this. I'm not going to predict it. You're probably not going to find anybody who's going to predict it. But given that Memphis, has played tight back and forth with a team like Texas Tech on a neutral court, that does suggest that they can play back and forth, basket for basket, with a team like these Tennessee Vols, even if these Tennessee Vols are very, very good. Be back with dinner to go.
Merry Christmas, Memphis. May your penny be shiny.
Please join me in welcoming Coach Penny Hardaway. Coach, Memphis Tigers.
City is the heartbeat of the team. The team just, everybody like loves Memphis basketball.
May your Tigers win. May your Grizzlies grind. May your unicorns dazzle.
Put three on the board. The rookie comes of age right now.
And may all your Christmases be merry and bright. Memphis's Merry Christmas and Sports Station. 92.9 FM, ESPN.
Edwin Watts Golf presents a special holiday offer from Callaway. Right now, save $5 on Chrome Soft, the only golf ball featuring a dual soft bass score engineered with graphene, one of the strongest yet lightest materials known to man. It delivers explosive speed with tremendous control, now just $39.99 for a limited time. And the Rogue Driver set a new bar in speed and forgiveness featuring Jailbreak, Callaway's fastest driver technology, in their most forgiving head, now $100 off. This holiday season, shop Edwin Watts Golf, home of the 90-day satisfaction guarantee.
It's Howie with Robert Irwin Jewelers. What is on the Christmas list this year?
How about a 4-carat diamond tennis bracelet for only $2,799?
Whoa, that's nice.
What about 1-carat diamond stud earrings starting at only $799? Or half carats for $399?
They're all on my wish list.
We've got Time and Eternity diamond necklaces starting at $75. Robert Irwin Jewelers has a gift for any budget.
Also free financing, right?
Four convenient locations or online at rijewelers.com.
When the deadline clock is ticking, an unreliable network can cost your business money. That's why you need Comcast Business. Our gig speed network is fast, and we go beyond fast with the complete reliability of 4G LTE backup, which means that even if something like construction accidentally knocks out the power, you can still upload that big presentation, email important clients, invoice customers, and not take a hit to your company's bottom line. For a limited time, switch to Comcast Business and get an amazing deal on fast, reliable internet. Get 75 megabit internet for $49.95 per month for 2 years when you add 2 voice mobility lines. Just one more way Comcast Business goes beyond other providers. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Offerings 12/31/18. Restrictions apply. New business customers only. 2-year agreement required. Early termination fee applies. Equipment taxes and fees extra subject to change. Connection Pro backup limited to up to 6 hours and requires Comcast Business Internet.
Attorney CPA Joe Cordell.
You hear the phrase a lot this time of year. Merry Christmas or Happy Holidays. But holidays are not always happy, particularly for guys grappling with a divorce that they didn't choose. Suddenly, these husbands and dads are thrust onto battlefields where the fate of everything they care about will be decided. In the meantime, they must await the outcome in someone else's home this holiday season. These men need more than the help of a good lawyer. They need the hope and encouragement of a good friend. Chances are I've described someone that you count among your friends. Be sure to remember him this season.
The attorneys at Cordell & Cordell work to help men maximize their role in their children's lives. Contact the domestic litigation firm of Cordell & Cordell to schedule an appointment with one of our firm's Memphis attorneys. A partner men can count on. 901-362-3666. Online at CordellCordell.com. That's CordellCordell.com. 6000 Poplar Avenue, Suite 225, Memphis, Tennessee, 38119.
This is what people are saying about James Gaddis Jewelers.
We love James Gaddis Jewelers. Everyone there is so friendly. My husband designed my engagement ring there, and we got his wedding ring there, too, because we like the people that work there so much. They treat us like we're the most important customers in the store. James Gaddis is our jeweler.
I purchased my wife's engagement ring and wedding ring at James Gaddis Jewelers and experienced nothing but really excellent service and value. They greeted me by name every time I went into the store and helped me find just the right ring I was looking for. She absolutely loves it, and I wouldn't go anywhere else but Gaddis Jewelers.
She'll never forget the year you gave her a gift from James Gaddis Jewelers. Hi, this is James Gaddis. This year, let us be your holiday destination and see why we've been voted the best jewelry store. Come shop with us at 4900 Poplar at Mendenhall and continue the family tradition at James Gaddis Jewelers.
It's the Ram Big Finish event, where unbeatable capability meets unbeatable deals on our entire lineup of Ram trucks. You won't need an extravagant light display when the true showstopper is the Ram 1500, named one of Ward's 10 best interiors. Nor will any holiday errand be too much to handle, thanks to Ram 1500's best-in-class V8 towing and the available Hemi V8 engine. And with Ram 3500's best-in-class fifth-wheel towing, you'll give Old St. Nick's sled a run for its money. During the Ram Big Finish event, finance and get $7,050 in total values on the all-new 2019 Ram 1500 Bighorn Crew Cab. And current competitive pickup owners get an additional $1,000 bonus cash. Class based on light-duty pickups and 350, 3500 pickups when properly equipped. Properly secure all cargo. Always tow within the vehicle's capacity. Total values include combined cash allowances and 2300 Bighorn package value. Financing for all qualified buyers through Chrysler Capital. Not all buyers will qualify. No trade-in required. Current truck must be registered to consumer for 30 days prior to purchase. Residency restricted. Apply. Take delivery by 1/2/19.
It's getting cold outside, and what better way to entertain the family than to hit the track at Audubon Indoor Speedway. Audubon tracks are inspired by real road race courses, but way cooler because they're indoors and climate controlled. And Audubon's fully electric Italian-made carts are ultra modern, fun to drive, and fast with speeds up to 50 miles per hour. Not your dad's rattly carts of old, more like electric Lamborghinis. Mondays through Thursdays, get one free race for every two you buy. I guarantee a trip to Audubon will change the way you think about your weekdays. Audubon Indoor Speedway events. Fast, fun, cool.
Hey, hon.
Hey, babe. You know that skateboard?
Oh, no. How bad?
A sprain, maybe a break. We're headed to the...
No, not the ER. Go to Campbell Clinic after hours in Germantown or South Haven.
We don't have an appointment.
You don't need one. With Campbell Clinic after hours, you can walk in, get treated, and get home.
Okay, we're headed there now.
Campbell Clinic Orthopedics, the official sports medicine provider for the Grizzlies, Redbirds, and Tigers.
It's time. Time to join the millions of people that meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Zoom gives you flawless video, crystal clear audio, and instant sharing across any mobile, tablet, or desktop device. But the best thing about Zoom? It just works. So ditch the distractions, join the movement, and meet happy with Zoom video conferencing. Visit Zoom.us to set up your free account today. That's Zoom.us. Zoom video conferencing.
Guests appear on the Smile Center Hotline. Now, back to the Gary Parish Show. Live from the Bluff Restaurant and Sports Bar Studios on 92.9 FM ESPN.
Yeah.
off top. Ooh. Get guap. Ooh. The hood that heavy metal like Slipknot. I hustle for my chain like a pit stop.
If you've been listening to the show for a while, you might know that my wife and I had a baby at Regional One Health a couple of years ago. And after that experience, I really can't recommend them enough. They took incredible care of little Lou and my family in general. And 2 years later, he could not be happier or healthier. But as I've said before, you don't have to experience an emergency like we experienced to get great care from Regional One Health. And the East Campus is evidence of that. That's where Susan Edwards works, and she's at the Imaging Center over on Regional One's East Campus. And that Imaging Center, it provides an easy option for women to get their annual mammogram. You do not need a referral. You don't even need an appointment. FYI, the American College of Radiology recommends an annual mammogram screening for women starting at the age of 40. So if you're a woman, 40 or up, don't put this off. It could really save your life. Call Regional One's East Campus, 901-515-3600, 901-515-3600. If you're looking for the East Campus, it's at 6555 Quince Road. It's right at the Kirby exit at 385, so it's easy to find, easy to get to. You can learn more, regionalonehealth.org. That's regionalonehealth.org. Let's do Dinner to Go.
Dinner to Go is presented by Humphrey's Prime Cut Shop, a Folks Folly original.
It's Dinner to Go. What did we learn today?
A whole bunch of stuff, but mostly, as I told you earlier, Jeff Calkins and I tend to agree on most things. Even though I'm from Horn Lake and he's from Harvard, we tend to agree on most things. But I think we disagree on this whole, can you be a fan of Memphis and Tennessee? Because though I wouldn't consider myself a Tennessee fan, per se, you know, I don't have a single piece of Tennessee clothing, whereas I do have Memphis apparel because I grew up a Memphis fan. I'm a Memphis graduate. I don't root against Tennessee. I don't hate Tennessee. And here's the thing. I know it might be easy for me to not hate Tennessee now because my job, and I was thinking about this earlier, I've been on great terms with every Tennessee coach for the past decade. You know, I was incredibly tight with Bruce Pearl and his staff when they were there. So I love seeing those guys do well. And then after that, Konzo Martin,
yeah.
I'm tight with. Donnie Tindall, I'm tight with. Rick Barnes, I've known for more than a decade. I have a very good relationship with. So it might be easy for me not to hate those guys, hate Tennessee now, because I have relationships with the people who run the program. Why would you root against people that you like? But here's the truth. Even when I was a kid, I didn't hate Tennessee. Like, I loved Memphis, but didn't hate Tennessee. And honestly, never hated Mississippi State or Arkansas. I hated what Ole Miss represented for some. Like the Confederate flag stuff, like I've told this story before, but that's among the reasons I didn't want to go to school at Ole Miss.
Wow.
And it's an amazing university.
Yeah,
my wife's a graduate.
Mm-hmm.
I'm happy when Ole Miss does
well.
But my point is, I've never...
Yeah, you haven't hated these teams.
And I've, while thinking about this over the past day or so, mm-hmm. what I've figured out about myself, and I guess I knew it, but I've never really expressed it in this way, I don't hate my favorite team's rivals in anything. Like, when the Grizzlies and Clippers are rivals,
yeah.
I don't hate the Clippers. I just, like, whatever. Like, with most sports fans, I recognize I'm in the minority here.
Mm-hmm.
You love whoever you love, and then you want to see somebody else lose every game. You love who you love, but you get similarly excited
when it's at the expense of your rival.
Or even when your rival just loses to anybody.
Yeah.
So Memphis fans might grow up going, okay, I want Memphis to beat Southern Miss.
Sure.
And God, I hope Tennessee loses to Vanderbilt.
Rooting against them.
I just never been like that.
That's funny.
Even when I was a kid, diehard Mets fan.
Yeah.
At the time, you're in the NL East with the Pirates. This is Barry Bonds, Bobby Bonilla.
Sure.
Andy Vance liked the Pirates.
Yeah.
I didn't hate the Pirates.
Right.
I love the Mets. Mm-hmm. I hated that the Pirates were consistently better than the Mets.
Right.
But I hate the Pirates. And then it became Mets Braves. Mm-hmm. I hated that the Braves were better than the Mets, but I didn't hate the Braves.
Right.
So I've never really been like that. I recognize I'm in the minority, but I do think there are people like me, and it's not unreasonable to go, I love Memphis. I want Memphis to do well. But I also, like, kind of don't mind or even like it when Tennessee does well.
Yeah.
Or Ole Miss does well. Or Mississippi State does well. I took, on some very superficial level, great pride a few years ago when Ole Miss and Mississippi State were both, like, ranked at the top of the poll. You know, being somebody who grew up in Mississippi, I'm not a Mississippi State fan or an Ole Miss fan, but I liked seeing that for the state of Mississippi. So, bottom line, I do think it's you got to pick a side on Saturday. I understand that. You can't show up half blue, half orange. You got to pick where you're at and root for whatever team you're rooting for. But just in general, can you be a Memphis fan who also, like, kind of digs it when Tennessee is flourishing, or a Tennessee fan who kind of digs it when Memphis is flourishing? Yes, I think it's possible to be that thing.
What's the biggest game tonight?
Thursday night football. Chargers Chiefs, Arrowhead Stadium, Kansas City, Missouri. The GOAT, Patrick Mahomes, back under center. Chargers are 10-3, 5-1 on the road. Chiefs 11-2, 6-0 at home. Kansas City, 3.5-point favorite. The total's 53.5. Kick scheduled for 7:20. You can watch it on Fox.
What should I watch on TV?
A Saturday Night Live Christmas special is on NBC at 8. You got a conversation on WKNO between Senator Bob Corker and John Meacham. You can check that out if you're interested in that. Mm-hmm. Vanilla Sky is on HBO Signature at 9:45. That's that weird Tom Cruise movie. Up late, Amy Adams is on Jimmy Kimmel. Miley Cyrus, who is going to... She was on Howard Stern yesterday morning.
Yeah.
She's going to be on Saturday Night Live Saturday night. Tonight, she's going to be on Jimmy Fallon. Diane Kruger's on Stephen Colbert. Natalie Portman's on Seth Meyers. Julia Roberts going to be on James Corden.
Is there anything I need to make sure I read?
Well, if you haven't read that Calkins column yet on whether it's possible to be a Memphis fan and a Tennessee fan, go check that out, I guess. You can find it at dailymemphian.com.
What's on tap for tomorrow?
Well, it's going to be Friday. We're going to get ready for Grizz Heat and Grizz Rockets. Get ready for Tigers Vols. Dan Walken, who was the Memphis beat writer when Memphis and Tennessee were ranked number one and number two and played back in 2008. He's going to join me in the first hour like he always does on Friday. I'll talk to him about Memphis, Tennessee. Jeff Calkins will be with me in the second. It should be fun. Enjoy your night. I'll enjoy mine. Meet me back here tomorrow at 4. Till then, be careful. Be kind. Be good. Rep your hood.
The number one recruit in America is coming to
the University of Memphis.
The unicorn is coming to the University of Memphis.
This is a day to not just celebrate what's happening for that program, to celebrate what this can do for our city. Because
right.
We know damn well that when our city, it's basketball that brings us together.
James Wiseman has committed to the University of Memphis. Sorry, Kentucky. 92.9 FM ESPN. Favorite 92.9 FM ESPN on the radio.com app. Your home of the Eric Hasseltine Show. Weekdays from 2 p.m. till 4 p.m.
Bring it up.
Put three on the board.
WMFS FM and HD1 Bartlett. WMFS Memphis.
Hey, it's Felicia from Felicia Suzanne's Restaurant. When was the last time you were downtown for dinner? Why don't you stop by and see us? We're located on Main Street between Madison and Monroe Avenue with parking on Front Street. Looking for a fun place for lunch on Fridays? Join us for our 25-cent martini lunch. You can start with a bowl of chicken and sausage gumbo, braised short rib grilled cheese, or crispy Gulf seafood po' boys. Check us out at FeliciaSuzanne.com.
JoJo Abbas works at Oak Hall. She got a call the other day from a customer who wanted to FaceTime with her so she could help him pick out his clothes. And so that's what she did, because that's the kind of above and beyond service you can get at Oak Hall. JoJo may be the perfect example of that. She actually got her start at her father's men's store. When that closed down, she waited a couple years, then joined the staff at Oak Hall. That was 18 years ago. Now, as she puts it, I can't go anywhere without seeing someone I know. I love my customers. All of us go above and beyond. That's an easy thing to say, of course, about going above and beyond, but JoJo has been to the homes of customers to help them clean out their closets. She'll send pictures of shirts and suits to customers who want to save time while they shop. And you don't have to be a 30 or 40 or 20 or 50-year customer to get treated this way. At Oak Hall, it's how they treat everyone who comes through the door. So stop by and let the remarkable employees of Oak Hall help you. As Clay Tidwell, another legendary employee, once put it, always look your best.
Some nights are truly enchanted, especially during holiday wonders at the garden at Memphis Botanic Garden. Bring the family to ooh and awe at the area's most interesting and unique holiday light show. Close to home, easy parking, and unlimited fresh air. Get discount tickets now at Ticketmaster.com. Brought to you by Pro Show Systems.
Robert Irwin Jewelers has brought you a new choice in diamonds. Altar Created Diamonds gives you the opportunity to buy a bigger, brighter diamond and save an average of 25 to 30%. Environmentally friendly, conflict-free, Altar Created Diamonds only available at Robert Irwin Jewelers.
Hey, Tennessee. GEICO presents Need to Know Information, because you have to draw the line between what you need to know and what you don't.
Yesterday, I did nothing but eat potato chips and ice cream and listen to 80s emo music.
See, didn't need to know that. But when it comes to insurance, the more you know, the better. Like knowing GEICO is the second largest auto insurer in the country. Plus, they've been around for over 75 years and have a 97% customer satisfaction rating.
I only floss my teeth twice a year when the dentist does it for me.
Again, not really needed. But knowing GEICO offers more than just car insurance is important, like motorcycle, RV, and boat insurance. And the GEICO Insurance Agency can help you insure your home, apartment, and condo.
Sometimes I act like I'm texting someone, but I'm really just taking a bunch of selfies.
And not needed. But you should know GEICO has local agents in your area that could help you find even more ways to save. And GEICO offers emergency roadside service. Switching insurance is an important decision.